Thank you. Steve Roberts.
Is it Dr. Scott?
Good.
Governor Scott. All right, first, my apologies, because I was going to ask a question about Dr. King, but I would wholeheartedly agree that somebody like Dr. Drew, who figured out blood types, would be an excellent point. Just want to mention this, as you push forward for African-American heritage, you know, push it on the light-skinned kids too, as much as you can. I was going to ask a question out of ignorance, whether this was the actual 50th anniversary of Dr. King's letter from Birmingham jail. And then while previous people were speaking, of course, with Google, I could get the answer. And indeed, this is the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's letter from Birmingham jail. And these are political positions here, and I would like to create some sort of impression that I'm willing to go against political correctness. So it's my understanding that the N-word has been outlawed in New York, that the City Council of New York has outlawed it. There's actually a law in the books. To their credit, I don't think anyone's been prosecuted, but it's now unlawful to say the N-word in New York. And as I call up the letter from Birmingham jail, that N-word, we all know what we're talking about, is in this document twice. So what I guess I really don't have a question as much as an admonition that we have to push the frontiers of political correctness and do what's right. So if I were to use it clinically, I would almost do a test to see what the effect on Twitter would be. You know, that Roberts guy said state school board meeting, and he said it as it's probably the ugliest word in our vocabulary. It's an ugly, repugnant, absolutely horrific word that we should rise above. But I did get it out there. I appreciate the opportunity to do that in a politically correct setting. I wish you luck, sir. Absolutely.
Appreciate your comments.